One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Yep.
Did you see me fucking around on VR chat yesterday?
No.
The video of me in VR chat?
Look, can we pull it up?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll send it to
Mandel. You're coming in. Come
here. It's good enough. I think it might be good enough to post as a short for the page.
Oh, wow. We got, look at
Chris, will you get our audio blockers in? You're rolling audio right now.
Audio blockers?
Get our walls here. The walls.
I'm waiting for Mandel to come in.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. You're right in the middle there. Yeah.
They're just my
Otto Octavius isn't crouched down here.
It's pretty standard in the industry.
This is a lot like Bad Friends podcast, Rogan.
What's the big one?
They all do the nine arm.
The guy with the haircut.
Schultz,
yeah.
That's I feel like he's got a similar setup.
Him and Charlemagne.
Tons of
hey, we need more arms.
Yeah, it's funny, black guys with lists that are in that like hip-hop space.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
How did they not roast your ass?
Yeah, like, that's the first thing I would cut a guy out. Like, you got a lisp. You can't even be talking.
Man, get your speech impediment ass on. Like, fuck you.
Because they're all just gay guys.
Yeah, they're like, what that tongue do?
What that tongue do?
Nick, what are you sending me that video on?
Shit. It's just a drive. Oh, God, I've been fucking... I mean, that is like a whole nother like realm for me, VR chat. And it was...
I was watching a guy on Instagram just like going up to VR couples. So funny.
Same, and I had to. I saw the same video
I was
you
on
did.
There for too long.
Yep, yeah, I was...
A second wife?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
he'd go their furry, party
yeah.
things.
Yep.
And they're, what is it? I have phantom touch?
That's the one. I like saw that and I was like, I have to do this.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was on there for too long sending it to too many people. I'm sure I annoyed my friends.
It's too funny though. Like, how could you not? I mean, it's like, it's like, you know, when you dive for lobster scuba dive, you like pick up a rock and there's
a bunch of scurrying creatures. Yeah.
It's kind of like what you feel like. I didn't even know there were lobsters under here.
You're in those like tide pools and there's a bunch of creatures in there. Ooh, and an enemy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like, hello, friend.
And it's crazy. Like, I'm used to some homogeneity in a game. So, like, everything should look similar. Like, if you've got a character creator, everything should be like a normal.
Yeah.
Like, there's freak ass, like, big booty bitches. And then there's like just a cat. Normal cat.
A little.
Oh, sorry.
Put the headphones on so you can hear yourself, too.
Yeah.
A little cat? That's like, so true, because, like, the avatars have no...
There's no, like, homogeneity.
There was, like, two-dimensional Steve Harvey, and then, like three miniature cats, and then you can, like, make the avatar, like, five times taller, so they would be going up and down.
A giant guy.
Yeah.
Just, like...
Then, after, like, that, so I don't really peer into that. Like, I'm truly... When I'm in there, I feel like I'm, like... I feel like it's, like... 102.
Yeah.
I'm like, so this is how you like you're in there and you can hear things, like you can hear the chats and they're like, bro, she's 13. Oh, you're cool with that?
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, I don't know how to be in here. Like, this is bad. Like, get out of here. And then you can go into like 21 plus chat rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like in a chat
you're
room.
Like, okay, this
I'm like,
is
oh,
safe.
Okay, I'm cool. Even though everybody's obviously lying.
Yeah.
You see the couples like sitting in there like pawing, like they're moving the avatars closer to each other, and I'm just like just sliding your avatar over there, like looking at them. It's fucking brutal. All I felt like was, I felt like Jerry Sandusky the first time he saw Pop Warner football. He was like,
I can work with this.
Yeah, this is, there it is. You got the audio on it?
Should spell gaming G with an E, G A M E I N G.
Okay.
The person seems Russian behind you.
Ah, yes. Seems this is a pretty popular Russia.
Hi. Staring contest. Who's gonna win?
I'm not gonna look away.
You win.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Why are you following me?
You're following me.
Why are you following
him? You're harassing him.
Yeah, you're following me, dude. I'm walking backwards.
Don't
you're
make
following
me. Don't make me report you for harassment, bro.
You're harassing me. Look, leave me alone. Did someone shit?
Oh, my bad.
I work for the NFL as a lawyer.
I work for the NFL as a lawyer.
Do you guys like muscle cars?
I love muscle cars.
I don't know. Sometimes I just want to look like someone to jump
out.
The guy
who said you have repeated, are you a
parent? Sometimes I look at this guy and I want to jump out?
Yeah, sometimes I just want to jump out a window like this. I'm so sick of it. But I'm stuck here being a lawyer.
What?
Hello?
Hi.
You blew it.
Crap, man. Can I have Asian better bird? 03-14-05, good buddy.
Thank you. Hey, crack, man.
I'm not ready.
I heard the phone has intro, and I'm like,
No, you don't come. You don't come and see me.
Good f***.
Yeah, it was too quick, straight to the...
Do you guys want to be my boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
Noah, remember me?
Excuse me, sir. Why are you telling him on my boogie bear?
Oh. Does he know you?
Yeah.
Where? Where from?
A couple days ago. From Winter Forest?
Ain't no way bro's playing Winter Forest.
Yeah, no, he did, bro. We were hanging out for like 5 hours. I was up for like 3 days.
You say he didn't play like 2 days ago or...
I didn't hear him say that.
No, he's on a call with me, bro.
Remember me, dude?
He doesn't talk.
Oh.
He doesn't.
Maybe he was a different guy with the exact same avatar.
Can you kick my boy?
Yo, take it easy, guys. Seriously, you guys are friends. No, Thomas, take it easy. You're friends. You've always been friends. Noah, don't you agree? Noah.
That's awesome.
That's so funny. It's too much fun.
Psycho.
Yeah. So that was my first time ever playing VR.
You're good at it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I'm really good. it really is like Russian guys sitting there, and it's strange.
It's crazy.
Are there a lot of accents on there? Is it still a little?
Yeah, a lot of like Russian was there, pretty prevalent. Japanese dudes. I was fishing with, there's a fishing one that I figured out later on with this Japanese guy. And he goes, why are you so toxic? And I'm like, listen, sushi, spare me the fucking armchair. armchair psychology. then somehow we became friendly. yeah, but he was fishing. It was kind of fun.
It's mad fun.
Do you play that? Do you guys ever fuck around with that stuff?
No. I'm kind of checked out on any kind of gaming at all.
Good for you.
I like games. I want to get back into them, but it's just too much. Too much of an undertaking.
You really have to suit up and be ready for a challenge.
I got to get in my Master Chief suit before
game
I can hop
nowadays.
Back in. I just want like a good single-player, narrative-driven.
Can't have it.
Yeah, I know. They don't allow it.
No.
You need to play with friends.
You're talking about 2006.
Yeah, you need to play with friends, buddy.
You're talking about something from 2006. A game that's good that you can just jump in and play? Nah.
We don't write stories anymore.
You got that.
Story is yours.
Yeah, I was getting cooked on there for not knowing anything. They're like, what's your favorite COD game?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't even know an answer to that. Yeah. Battle Royale? Is that an answer?
Fortnite?
Yeah. Like Mario. it's fucking brutal. That's just super fun. That and, you know what was a fun one? I was thinking about replicating a... you know the dude in the hood with a Lamborghini, and he'll walk up to a chick and he'll be like, hey, let me holler at you real quick. And she's like, oh, I'm going to my man's house. And he's like, I'm just trying to holler at you. I mean, whatever you got going on, man, that's your business. And then she'll come over and then he'll get in the Lamborghini. Would it be funny to get into like a Saturn? You hit on a crack whore and you get into a Saturn, and then when she realizes you have a Saturn, she gets in your car and like, and then you just shoot heroin together and die on the horn.
Yes.
Okay, good, because we're going to do
be
that.
Funny.
Okay. I've been in a sketch ready, sketchy nice. Mood lately.
Excellent.
Or like in my E-Wagon is like the cuntiest white woman car,
mm-hmm.
where you hit on like the bitchiest Connecticut mm-hmm. and you're like, hey, let me holler at you real quick. And she's like, I'm going to the accountant for my husband, my husband Kurt.
And or yeah, like a clear lesbian you're hitting on her.
With a business suit on.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, I was just saying, maybe we can go out for crab and avocado later. She's like, what? And then she sees you getting like a Mercedes wagon. And
Compass.
A lesbian jumps on a Jeep Compass.
A lime green Jeep Compass for a lesbian.
She's like, I fuck myself with a dildo, but I wish it was a fleshy cock.
This works for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Joke's on you.
Oh, do people tune these? That's a tuner version?
No.
That's badass, Nick. Look at that. Be seen in green.
That looks good.
That's what you say when you get in my green car. You should be seen in green.
That's you. Yeah, you double wrapped it.
Toxic SRT.
Driving around an energy drink can.
It's fat.
Hi, Bald Hill Jeep. Do you have any toxic green? No, I'm a... Oh, okay. No, stop calling. Oh, okay.
This is our buddy, Mandel Nallo. He's a UFC fighter.
MMA fighter.
We've known him. Oh, you're not UFC?
Didn't make it to the big leagues.
Don't worry about that.
The toughest UFC, guy I know.
It's all downhill once you get to the UFC.
Don't credential me.
This guy, what leagues are you in?
I fought in Bellator.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
That's true.
Bellator? He's a Bellator fighter, but he's been our boy for years now.
Yeah.
How long have we known you?
Long ages. Time. Me and Nick actually hung out. I don't know how long ago. I bought a painting from you.
A good painting.
And I still haven't put it up. It's a hard painting to put up.
Understood.
It's on the ground in my basement, but I do love it. But yeah, we've just been orbiting each other.
He's our buddy going back a long time, and he does rat garbage. You may have seen it on Instagram. Chris, you pull up rat garbage on Instagram. It's
undoubtedly the best merch out of anybody's merch.
Very unique design, illustration, clothing type stuff, and super, super cool in my opinion.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's really good, man.
Chris, pull up a good one. Like, find one of the...
I got your green shirt in last night. I'm gonna wear it all Toronto the whole time. I own that one on the right.
Yeah, you wore those doing stand-up, too. It's just very interesting. Like, it's not like a common aesthetic. It's kind of a very unique aesthetic that Mandel does here. Anyway.
It's very, it's good. And then the painting that you got, I remember the way that story went down was, I think I was just at an auction or something, and my wife called me, and she was like, hey, because every now, we weren't really pop, like, we weren't super popular then. So if someone came in saying, like, oh, I like MDE shit, it was rare. It was like, I probably had like 12 over the course of 2 years.
Probably a lot of stinky guys too. Like, I feel like the fan base back then was a lot of
hyper stinkies. Yeah. Dudes with their moms.
Yeah.
That were too old to be hanging out with
their
moms.
They're cleaning up though. They're cleaning up.
Everybody's getting older.
Everybody's getting better every day.
This guy's with like, it. You know what it is now? You know what's really good is like seeing guys that were stinkies and now they bag themselves like a little baddie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like guys that are like, hey, what's going on? I've been a fan since when? You like look to the right and you're like, is your girl hotter than mine? How the fuck did that happen?
It's like getting their shit together. I feel like it's because of all the golden nuggets of advice that you guys have doled out over the years.
We try to help them out.
Yeah. These guys on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't a cheater. He wasn't a dirtbag. Mm-hmm. He was just a little weird, and now he shaved that part of him off, and now he's like a dedicated, he's just like working at a telecommunications company, but like, actually, you can do it like that. Give me an hour, and I'll have it fixed. He's like outworking, and he's gigantic, so no one fucks with him. But so my wife calls me, and she's like, hey, there was a, you better come here. I was like, I'm far away. I remember what it was. It was the day I bought those, Keith Haring marker drawings. I was in like Franklin, like pissing my wife off. She's like, what the fuck are you buying those fucking things for? It's fucking expensive. And I'm like really far away. I remember I had a ram's head in my truck, like these bunch of drawings I bought. And she's like, come here. She's like, he's cool. He's got a fight at the casino at Mohegan Sun. And I was like, oh, that can't be fake. So I'm like doing like 100. I actually have a video of me driving like 100 on the way there. And then you were gone. You bounced. You had just won. It was the fight where you kicked the guy in the head and like won in like 1 second.
Yeah, yeah. I made it on the World Star with that knockout.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's pull that up, Chris.
Yeah,
let's
that was
up.
Great. And I can find that quickly. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the business of like, who is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What? So within like, by the time I got home, I knew who you were. Like, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a big deal. And my wife always, like, the only time my wife ever like up is when someone like cool is around.
Yeah.
She's like, no, he's cool. You got to come here. And you bought there was a painting, and the way I bought that painting, there was a red one and a brown one. And I saw the red one, and I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, why would it be here? And that girl's got other good shit. she wants like $250 for it, and all of her other shit was like a dollar. Why would she want $250? So she has information on it that I don't know. That's kind of how the world works.
Yeah.
It's like, this shouldn't be. It'd be like a Lamborghini part at a Ford dealership, and you're like, how?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So then I see this Russian art guy that I know leaving with the red one on a bicycle with like a tracksuit, and I'm like, fuck. And then there was the lady that this pissed me off, and I threw the rug over her head. And then I had to walk to the back, and I had a cigarette with the lady. I go, hey, there was a red painting. And she's like, I have a brown one. And I was like, what? And she pulled a brown one out, that painting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how much you want for it? She's like, $250 the red one. I was like, oh, but the brown one's not as cool. She's like, $200. I was like, $200. She's like, $225. I was like, I bought it. And I was like, I want it for me. And I just left it at my shop for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then I didn't even have a price on it because I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, give me a price on it. I was like, I don't know, it's cool. Fuck it. Make $100 and don't make a ton. I don't remember what you paid for it. But.
I don't remember either, but it was a good deal.
It was cool. Yeah, I was like, fuck it. If someone wants that, if someone picked that off the ground in my shop, that's a pretty good eye. And then, yeah, that's a good piece. I have a bunch of shit like that, and I just like keeping it. I don't have it on my walls either. So
yeah. Some stuff's just hard to put up, especially when you got kids and like normal people coming over.
Yeah. Then you got to talk for 45 minutes about it.
Yeah, about it. And you got to explain it.
Is it with Carrington Banks?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Carrington Banks up to now? Do you ever think about that?
The winds of MMA blow you in all sorts of places. Yes, I have in the past, but no, not really. Like, you're kind of in this time sequence where nothing exists. Like, I don't consider the guy even a person as I fight him. Mm-hmm. And then he's just gone to me after that. Because otherwise, it might fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know, who's the very sartorial boxer? Black guy from England.
Is it Eubank?
Yeah, Chris Eubank.
Yeah.
He messed a guy up real bad. The guy had a brain bleed, and I think either died or became retarded after their fight.
Yeah.
And he never boxed the same after. Yeah. Like, I think it does. Like, it does affect you if you're not, like, there are a lot of freaks in fighting, but there are a lot of normal guys. Mm. And I think if you're a normal guy, it would fuck you up to think, like, oh, that guy's life is ruined now.
Mm. That would fuck, yeah.
Is it towards the end? I'm assuming it's towards the end here.
Yeah, yeah. My shorts don't even fit in this fight. How big they are.
You also see now. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That says like much bravado as I've ever had in a fight.
Mm. Out of that, you also see now.
Is there the front angle?
What?
Is there? There is the front angle.
You call that the front angle.
Yeah, fighting's fucked
up. Carlton Banks went down.
This sparked a feud on WorldStar. My friends were showing me because I'm a light-skinned guy, and he's a full dark-skinned guy.
Oh, so they were getting...
And this definitively proved that light-skins can outfight dark-skins in a pinch.
Damn.
I'm glad I was their champion.
I think
we all
knew that, but that's...
I didn't even know
what
it.
What can't they do? Sing, act, rap, fight? Y'all dark skins.
Motherfucker! This motherfucker!
Yeah.
This cannot be.
You cannot. You do none. You do none.
Hit me with a knee. I would duck. You try hit me, motherfucker.
Wow. I can dodge it.
I know for a fact I can dodge it. Motherfucker. That's wild.
That was not even a day before going into your shop, because we went the next morning to your shop.
Was that at Mohegan?
Mm-hmm. That was at Mohegan. Oh, wow. Yeah. And then I fought in Mohegan a couple times and then drove to your shop. You weren't there, but our wives are pretty similar too. Mm-hmm. She was playing Big Thief on the speakers, and my wife was like obsessed with that album.
Yep.
So my wife was like, oh, she's really cool.
she was that album was that album was big to Jess too. Yeah. She was like, this is a good album. I remember her, she played it a lot.
What is Big Thief?
It's exactly what you think it
edit
would
this
be.
Out, edit this out. It's a very singer-songwriter about his song.
Oh, bro. Yo. No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Honestly, that picture looks so bad.
They look. Do you remember Edward Sharpe in the Magnetic Zeros? They look like that, and that is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
I'm not embarrassed of liking Big Thief a little bit. I like them.
No, Big Thief's music is okay. Edward Sharpe.
This is bad.
Yeah, they look like Nashville Newsies.
Yeah.
There's a video of her them singing together, and it makes me want to kill myself when I think about liking that song. They're like singing at each other and everybody's clapping with them.
I want to see this now. I want to look into this and I want to look at Toon Yards and I want to look at
the whole world.
I want us to take a 10-minute break.
Is this it?
Yeah. This is hot right now because the kid has that song.
Are you familiar? There's a viral clip. Some like big fat lady playing a saxophone and she's like doing this like strange motion.
Oh, I've never seen that.
That sounds familiar.
It's, you know, I'm sure you've seen it. We probably watched it on this, but I want to see it again.
It's not the
saxophone choreography.
This is a hot moment topic right now. This is like this era of music. Oh, wow, man.
Fuck.
Yo.
Fuck me.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
They're wearing like pirate costumes.
This is like trust fund kids with like marker on their hands.
I need my tricorn hat.
Alabama, Arkansas, she'll love my mom, pop.
Fudge.
2 pounds of pubic hair. That's all I see.
Oh, baby.
Sam, we became friends during this time. Like we came.
We bonded over that, bro. Future Islands.
Yeah.
Pull up Future Islands, Chris. This was what me and Nick were listening to.
On Letterman?
The very early,
no,
I like
before.
I like Future Islands.
Early, like Seize a Shark. Seize a Shark is the song.
To be fair to us, we did not know what he looked like when he sang. But this is what we were listening to like when we were driving across country and staying in Montana and stuff. Like very super early days.
Crazy. And I was friends with that girl, Heather Boaz, and she told me that like people kind of like bust his balls a little bit for being like, they say he's like Jack Black. And I was like, I don't really care. The music's kind of,
I guess, play the SNL thing. Cause that'll show people what his face is like up top.
The David Letterman.
The Letterman is
that went viral.
This is some hardcore, very hardcore shit right here.
What date is this? 2013?
2014. March.
And there was that Chinese kid, Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's bananas for this.
He's an icon.
Have you seen, do you know Leaf?
No.
Leaf is like a gay, like, voguing guy.
Yeah.
Who did a really cool Letterman. This is gayer than the, we'll show you the next
right,
one.
Right.
Here, pause this, Chris, pause this. Open up a new tab, keep this one open. And type in L-E-1-F Letterman.
We'll let people go who's gayer.
We got to see that. This is for the fans to vote who's gayer.
Compare and contrast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this guy's, his music's kind of, he's kind of dope. He's kind of lit. Full screen this. You're going to get a kick out of this, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Being a backup dancer has got to be rough. Right now, I'm giving Future Islands the edge.
This is fire. I don't care. I know. Okay.
This is like the gay guy with the hat that opens up with the shades. He's got the blinds on. So this is like gay Usain Bolt.
Yeah. All right, you can pause this. Now show Future Islands, and you tell me who's gayer.
I mean.
Yo! And I have emails with, like, I remember, I talked to the guy on the right.
We listened to this music for hours and hours and hours.
I'll check out their new albums every time they put something out.
Yeah, it's good music.
Caesar Shark, their first album, the black one, was dope. And it was like Baltimore crunchy. Like, the reason why Vice really took off was it was like, we got something to skewer here.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it came from like these Baltimore, Philly, and like New York, well, like the start of the Brooklyn hipster. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, let's be honest. Let's be let's be crystal clear here. Mm-hmm. Let's not RISD level.
You guys were definitely first.
When I was getting into it, just play another five minutes of this.
He eats. He does a thing where he like grabs a fruit.
Yeah.
And eats it.
Grabbing fruit off the tree right now. He's grabbing those.
Here we
plums.
Go. He's coming.
Grabbing the apricots.
Wait.
He does a thing with his voice too, yeah.
Wow.
This guy's badass. This
I'll
is
take
awesome.
Him.
Fuck it.
His name's
awesome.
Sam. Yeah. It's,
this
I'm
is
not,
awesome.
I'll let him.
I don't care.
The
he's
thing
got
is,
passion, Chris.
The thing is,
he's got passion.
He's doing it honestly.
He's doing something, first of all.
I don't think this is entirely performative.
I don't think it is either.
It's cathartic for him.
Yeah.
And I think to get to that place on stage is impressive.
Yeah.
The amount of like self-conscious people that get up on that stage and they're just going to like do a little two-step.
Yeah.
You know, I think this
and
is
and fakers too. He's not. I don't think he's faking it. It's just crazy to see a human being doing that. But
it is.
That's culture, I guess.
And I don't think this is like substance driven or anything. Like those magnetic zeros. Mm-hmm. Like I think they're all just so zoned out on whatever drugs they were doing that it wasn't.
It doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count if you're getting there some other way.
Yeah, it's the way you should see Chris perform when he does it.
He always
he's like Bjork up there.
Yeah. People change.
It's a
dead
same
one-to-one.
Never do.
Crazy. Good for you, Chris.
The only way to do it better is to do sleight of hand so you're actually getting fruits as you're doing the performance.
Doing card tricks on the stage. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's
I used to be into magic.
Chris has a carrot top routine that he mixes in with his music.
This is speed metal.
Chris, do you practice guitar every day?
Yeah, not every day, but I've been doing it at least like four times a day.
Whoa.
Four times a week.
Wow. Excuse me. He's like an absolute killer.
Yeah.
With
the
guitar.
Guitar
he's like a
is
mastermind.
Very cool.
Beast.
Thank you.
Guitar.
Thank you.
Best musician I know personally.
No, I wish I had learned. I have my kid doing piano lessons just because I feel like it's one of those skills that if you don't learn it early, you're dead in the water.
Mm.
If you're interested in it late, you know, like, well, what the fuck? What am I going to become, a singer?
Yeah.
You know, like... very hard to do. Mm-hmm. So if you can get a baseline, like you see, like, I bet you know how to play like keyboard a little bit or drums a little bit because you've been in the music space.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Whereas like, if you don't have that transferable skill, you're just like, I'm banging around on some drums.
Yeah.
It's true. It is. Yeah. I was lucky enough to pick it up when I was like 13. I was like, I just got obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you learn it early enough, like the guy that's teaching my kid piano, like, it's just free money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. And if you're in high school, what are you going to work, a retail job? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to teach kids piano for more money?
That's an interesting thing to think about, is like, what are you going to train your kids to do?
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be all the stuff that their people think they should be preparing their kids. Like, doctors are going to be basically fact-checking a AI.
Yeah.
You know, spit out, oh, this looks correct.
Lawyers,
yeah.
The legal system's going to have an overhaul.
Gonna be,
yeah, they're just going to be like a huge.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's in like I tried to learn piano when we got the World Peace show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to learn Chinese. I thought it would be really funny to
chopsticks
Chinese piano.
Bing,
got a lot of keys.
Speak Chinese and play the piano and do like a stand up routine like Zach Galifianakis in Chinese on the piano.
The purple onion thing that he did,
bro. It was like going to like. It was so hard.
Very frustrating when you have zero skills in something. You can't even play around.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm not having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I'm a big retard. I remember I'd get drunk. My wife would be like going away for work. I'd sit at the keyboard that I bought and I would just drink and I'd be like, doo-dee-doo, doo-dee-doo, doo-dee-doo.
Nice.
If you saw what I would do for an hour, you'd be like, yo, Nick's retarded.
I love that.
I'm not fucking with him anymore. He's stupid.
It's super embarrassing.
You gotta stream that.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like if I was like practicing MMA, my MMA was like,
just like
a move that's not like
hell yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah. Dude, lay off. I'm early in this stuff.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
I hold the kick and I let it go because it creates resistance.
Yeah, hearing yourself tap around on a keyboard, you're like, I can't even listen to this.
Yeah. I'm in a puddle of my own embarrassment.
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good when I do it.
Yeah, dude, I'll fuck you up, bro. You just get better at the shit talking at press conferences than anything.
Those guys are good. Guys that can do that.
What, the shit talking?
There's a guy, South African guy, who's like the man, Dricus du Plessis.
Uh-huh.
And he's sick. He's a UFC champion now, but his past like 2 or 3 press conferences, he made the guy cry.
Really?
Just getting mean. Like, he's immediately.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's up with your dead cancer mom?
Your dad was abusive? Oh, like, he f***ed you.
Ah, good.
Like, and the guy can't handle it. He's like, I'm starting to tear up.
He's like, I got a video inside the window. It's just like a guy getting f***ed. Who did he get? Who did he make cry?
He beat Israel Adesanya. He made him cry before their fight. And then he beat Sean Strickland, and he beat him before he made him cry before their fight too.
Really? Mailship and cry.
He's very, very funny. He does this petty thing where if a guy's like down the rankings, like ranked number 9, this guy's world champion, if that guy loses, he'll tweet at him like, you're never touching my belt.
Again, do you plan on taking it back to Africa?
I'm a child of the earth, and when I take this bet, I'm taking it everywhere with me.
Are you taking the servants with you when you're going back?
What the f*** are you even on about? My father and myself had to wake up at 4 a.m. and clean the banks while my mom studies to be a nurse. You don't know my f***ing story. Man, don't f***ing speak of my story if you don't know my story.
I don't care.
I will show you who you are. So right now,
I can't wait.
And you stand there trying to mean mug me. Are you stupid?
My man.
I'm not your f***ing man.
You're gonna do what I did, take as the first residing African. That was exactly it. You never
kick. These guys had a feud because there's a South African guy that lives in South Africa, and then Israel Adesanya lives in
These Africans really get into it.
These 100% Africans.
What's with these two Africans?
This is 100% Africans.
Because one guy, like, he lives in South Africa, and then Israel lives in Australia or mm-hmm. something.
New Zealand, right?
Yeah, so Dricus is like, I actually train mm-hmm. in Africa. Not you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that got everybody up in arms.
Mm.
Yeah, Israel, poor, he had a... Did they get podcasted to death?
I think a lot of these guys, they become... There's not a lot of money in MMA, so they'll win fights, and then they're like, I got to juice this as hard as I can.
Yeah.
And they get burned out. Like, so many world champions that get to that level, where he was, like, becoming a real superstar.
Yeah.
They just, they do so much. Like, they're traveling all the time.
Yeah.
And they just don't train as much. Yeah. They can't.
That's unsustainable. I mean, even what we're just podcasters, but even the stuff that, just the media, the amount of stuff you have to do to like drive the algorithm. If we were doing it properly, it would take all of our, it would burn us out. So we would hate it, you know?
That's why I got so much respect for Brian Callen.
Me too.
I have the most respect for a guy like
that. Yeah, yeah. Cause,
did you see when I did the Rogan call out thing on Cameo?
I was that when you were putting up flyers around
when I got the cameos Texas? to try to get Rogan's attention.
Oh, and you had like you cut together a bunch of guys.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That was very funny.
And then Brian Callen was in that. Is there yeah? Can we cut to the Brian Callen one? Just because it was funny, like how little he didn't get the joke. I think I got like 2 or 3 from him too.
Really?
Yeah, from Brian Callen.
Yeah. How much were his cameos?
Like $20.
How much was Floyd's cameo?
Floyd's might have been 1,000.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think Floyd wanted to be the first guy to make a million on Cameo or something.
So poor Floyd. Floyd just bought.
I mean, he probably did.
Did you see his 42 apartments he bought in New York City?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good price he paid for them, too. So there's the first exodus in Manhattan in history. Now, you can probably imagine who owns Manhattan. So it's the like Manhattan.
A lot of guys like Floyd.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys that look just like Floyd. So, you know. It's never sold. Manhattan real estate has never changed hands. It's got like the least, it's like the most locked ownership in the country.
Because it was this long-term
hold by
hold, and now it's not. It's
and now they're sort of
leaking.
Like fleeing. Yeah. They're like this, we might not be safe.
Yeah.
So they're selling it. And then like he gives me like the price, like I bought 42 apartments for six. I write a comment on this like hood site. It's like Floyd Mayweather buys apartments. So I was like, the math ain't mathing. And I just feel bad, like them pawning off shit on Floyd. They're like, it's a great deal, Floyd. Floyd, you're gonna make billions of dollars. And he's like, man. I love money. He's counting money alone in stands. Like, you ever see when they clown on Floyd when he's counting money alone?
Yeah.
And like, this sad ass motherfucker.
It's seeing the equivalent of being in the nightclub and being on your phone, but he's just doing it with money. Cause,
yeah. I feel bad.
He's the man. Like, he's truly a special character, but he is embarrassing at the same time.
Yeah. It's like he's got no guidance and he doesn't take it.
Yeah. Like, and a guy like that, how's he gonna have guidance? I think he got pulled out of school to box when he was like 5 years old. It's like, boxing school's taking up too much of your boxing time.
Joe Rogan, that we know. Joe Rogan, you owe Sam money. Get Sam money. Or y'all can fight in my boxing gym. But one thing is going to happen. You're going to pay him his money. Get him his money.
Wow.
It's funny, too. I had to say that it wasn't the famous Joe Rogan.
Mm.
That's why he said it's the Joe Rogan that we know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I was like, I have a friend whose name is actually Joe Rogan.
It's a good misdirect.
It's not the Joe Rogan. It's the one that we know.
I'll believe that.
Yeah.
He just believed it. But he was just...
I mean, he probably just wanted to get it over with.
He's the only one that didn't care about it.
Yeah.
Brian did.
Sam, I was talking to Joe. Spelled J-O.
E-R-O-G-A-N.
You're a big guy. You're a handsome guy. But I guess it's not going to work out. Joe's not interested. We all like you and think you're hilarious, but it is what it is. There are a lot of people out there better looking or, I don't know, more interesting, whatever it is. We all know you're a big guy, sizes and everything.
You turn that off. Who cares?
I did enjoy that when it came out, though.
Yeah. When did you start fighting?
Professionally,
and
probably.
Why? But no, just in general, like, oh. And why?
Like anybody. You grow up watching kung fu movies. I feel like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was like, you guys are a tiny bit older than me, but like Jet Li, Bruce Lee, that shit was mm-hmm. maximum. And then like before that, you're watching Dragon Ball Z or like Samurai X or something, and mm-hmm. fighting is just the coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a teenager and you're like, oh, maybe I'll do kung fu. That's the good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a kung fu gym and you're like,
I did kung fu in high school.
And it's bad.
Yeah. It was fucked. The guy that I did kung fu with, he's got.
It's always corny.
He's got a mugshot for rape or something.
Black guy?
No, well, he's Dominican, I think.
Oh, talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he gave me the, I'll give you the advice that he gave me that stuck with me for years and years. He said, do the SSI.
What's the SSI?
I thought about that for 4 years.
What does it mean?
You don't know what it means?
Do the SSI.
It means do the exercise.
Oh.
It took me fucking four, because he barely spoke English. And he wanted to be an American movie star. He had like Frank Duke's autograph shit.
Yeah.
He had all that shit. There's like old photos of him doing a full split on you know what a whale tail Porsche is?
Yes.
Like the big ass wing. Mm-hmm. He's doing a full split on the wing. He's got his whole studio is like decked out with, like he wanted to be a movie star so bad, but he just didn't speak. I bet he could have, because he's a very unique looking guy. If he wasn't a sex offender and a non-English speaker, he probably could have been.
I mean, non-English speakers were all the rage in that era too. Like Jean-Claude Van Damme made it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
He had marbles in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell he was. I was like, what is this guy? Brussels?
Pull up, type
he's
in
American.
Yeah, he's from
Calazans Kung Fu.
Calazans.
The distinction is when this guy spoke, it was not fun trying to figure out what he meant. It was just pain.
Brazilian is the worst.
And then hit images.
Gobble.
I hate Brazilian so much, man. I can't even explain to you how much I hate Brazilian everything.
Oh, wow.
That's I like that he kept that hairdo his entire life.
It's like a
holy
beard opacity at 30%. It's like hair, hair opacity at 30%.
God, I don't think I'm going to clean this up. I like the way it looks.
He looks great. Why would you clean it up?
You want your martial arts instructor to have that much enthusiasm as he's giving you advice.
He's Quaalude.
He's looking in his head. He's like, bitch.
Shaven pussy.
Shaven pussy.
Clean showered pussy. Oh. $3,000 apartment. Her. Yeah.
Did you see
the Muay Thai guys?
The traditional Japanese teacher. Wait.
That guy's
who
good
sent it
too.
To? I think Trevin sent it to me.
Got long blonde hair.
I gotta pull that up.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Japanese with blonde hair.
Like wears a gi and teaches like ninjutsu and aikido, and
I believe
a dude's voice.
He's very traditional.
He says traditional.
He's picking up the pot.
He's a standard stock, just one thing different.
Traditional martial artist.
Okay.
Lifestyle
different.
Neo traditional.
None of your business. So you liked did you like? You liked kung fu.
I like Jet Li. I like Bruce Lee.
Were you a Jackie Chan fan?
I was a huge Jackie Chan fan. I feel like he was the best.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
He was the best filmmaker for sure. He might be the best filmmaker in all of existence. By the way, don't pull this up, but if you're out there watching this and you want to know about film, look up every frame of painting Jackie Chan.
And look up his gay son that he hates.
That too.
Hey, does he have a daughter that he disowned as well?
He's I always say his gay son. My son is gay.
That might be one of your funniest jokes. The one where you did, that's an expensive kiss.
Yeah.
I thought about, because Jackie Chan's rich,
yeah,
and he disowned his daughter or son or whatever over being gay.
Yeah.
And Nick did this thing where he's like, $5 million, that's an expensive kiss. And I thought about that for weeks after you said it, man. That's really one of the best.
That's a cool thing to put on a shirt or something.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Is that his daughter?
No, this is.
Oh, this is the headmistress of the
Taijutsu.
That's a guy? Here I go again.
Yo.
Goes underneath the armpit here. I want to make sure that I'm aligning three things. My knee is in front of his knee.
My breasts.
Hip can bump the hip. His arm can move his shoulder line.
And I need to make sure my breasts are free to waggle.
Make sure my pussy stinks.
Yo. Do not punch like this.
And these people will always have a couple students.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a couple freaks that are down.
Well, that's my dream, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should admit this, but if I had nothing going on, I'd probably try to start a karate school and get some like frumpy mom to be my disciple.
You could get you get her and her stepkids. Like you could get a whole group of people.
I'm good with one 40-year-old woman.
just big studio plump truck driver's wife.
Just yes. You and her.
Just teaching, showing her the ropes.
Bowing into practice.
Yeah, yeah.
Always making her put her hat on, her baseball hat.
Nothing sexual, but it's just the instruction, the act of instructing and pretending like
and
the
just teaching her
real.
Katas.
Yeah. That's
no,
really
the
funny.
Arm needs to be higher.
Yeah.
We're working on kiais for 45 minutes today.
Hell yeah. I did Taekwondo in high school and the sensei, who was actually a good guy, Master Joe Bedini, he was actually a really good guy. But his top disciple was this big, fucking fat, monstrous, like 28-year-old broad who had just like the biggest legs I've ever seen. And I don't know, maybe that did something to my head.
You hate them. You just want to every time you see like a volleyball girl.
Flip.
You kick her. When did you start doing martial arts?
Yeah, so I started when I was 16. I started doing Japanese jiu-jitsu, which is not very good.
Yeah.
For fighting. I think it's fine if for a hobbyist or something. But my gym had some French Canadians love kickboxing.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I mean, Jean-Claude's from there.
Was it Savate or Sabat or whatever?
Sabat, that's like French. And then
little toe kicks.
They're crazy. They're like putting their hands back here while they counterweight. So we had a guy called Jean-Yves Thériault, mm-hmm. who was the man in American freestyle kickboxing, which it looks bad because they wear full pants mm-hmm. and foot guards. Mm-hmm. Foot guards are never going to look good. I don't care how, like, so that anyways, I started doing kickboxing through that. And then I was still training a lot and I was in university. And I remember cutting weight for my first amateur fight as I was in class. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm not paying attention to anything. So I was like, I'll just go do MMA full time. And I just kind of never looked back. Mm. And the way I always thought about it, like, if you commit to something properly, let's say you fail at becoming a world champion or something, like, I'm so good at technique in jiu-jitsu and striking, like, I can turn it into a job. I can open a gym. Like mm-hmm. you're like, you shouldn't just be a dumb idiot athlete. That's like, I throw hard punches. Mm-hmm. I could kick hard. I could take damage. You should be able to like translate whatever you're learning for 10 years into mm-hmm. like profit. You could teach privates. There's guys that teach privates. They go to people's homes and they're making like $200 an hour, something mm-hmm. that's like fun to do mm-hmm. instead of like a lot of guys retire and they're like, I guess I'll go be a laborer.
Yeah.
You know, like, why? You just got really good at something.
You spent your whole life.
And like, it's a real skill.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to learn how to not defend themselves necessarily, but like feel like they can handle themselves.
I think if you don't have the capacity for physical violence as a man, you're kind of useless.
It definitely.
You got to be able to do something.
Definitely puts you in a different group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's sad is it is a bad thing that back in the day people were learning stuff that did not work in an actual fight.
Yep.
Mm. But it's kind of sad that like the golden era of kung fu, like wild shit.
Yeah.
Like the first UFC. See, it was the first UFC. It was like a good and a bad thing. It was bad because it led to this like homogenization.
Yeah, everything's been filtered. Like all the fluff has been filtered out. Now it's like, you're kicking the calf, and you're taking people down.
But it was so cool because it was this. It was like the movie. You ever seen the
Tekken tournament?
The movie The Quest.
Yeah,
yeah. It was a Tekken tournament. It was all styles coming together to see.
Like oil can guy comes out.
Hell yeah! Like, hell yeah!
Like ah!
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like African guy comes out. And he's got like he's got leaves on his dick.
Yeah. Hell
and
yeah!
And then like two Chinese twins.
That's surfer dudes here. That's the coolest shit ever to me in my mind.
I love that.
The quest like rocked me when I was a kid. Quest specifically was because it was like every other, it was like kickboxer and blood sport and all that. Yeah. But the distinction was that it was every style come together. So there was African guy, there was Chinese guy. The Chinese guy's doing like monkey, and there's like a big dumb American in the crowd who goes, "Hey, he's a monkey now. Now he's being a tiger." It was like, and there was like a Russian, a Mongolian, and they were all doing different shit. That's why it was so fun to watch.
Biker was there.
Yeah.
Like dumb. Like he's drinking beer before this.
Like the Aikido bitch.
Yeah, man.
The ninjutsu girl. And that like, that mystique, once that kind of got exposed, it really is a shame because martial arts are beautiful. Like if you look at like good kung fu guys or like wushu is like, amazing to watch.
That's my art.
Have you seen the Cali guy, the big fat Filipino that just kind of slaps his students around in the face? Those guys rule.
Yep.
But like if you get to the top level of martial arts, like good karate guys, they look cool. Mm. They're just not great for the rule set and, you know, fighting in a cage.
Right.
But there's still merit to them. And I think people took advantage of like, I'm crew Randy and I'm going to teach Muay Thai in this small town and rip people off.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that, but there's also just people being like, I want to fight. So like anybody that might've been siphoned off into doing something a little more, not cool, but like less self-defense based and more just like beautiful.
Aesthetic, cultural.
Exactly. Like there's way less attachment to that. Now it's just sport. Like you might as well be signing your kid up to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, football is like that. Yeah. Oh, it's getting actually it's getting different, but the league is changing and they're catering to like amazing catches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there is something to it's getting homogenized. The player is getting worse. Like the psychology of the player is getting annoyingly bad, and it will translate to NBA did it. Like, you know, anyway, they're gonna cannibalize themselves because people are just less interested in the if the UFC doesn't shut the fighters up,
yeah,
soon people will stop watching. They'll be like, enough, that's enough of that.
That's enough. That's why I think boxing as a spectator sport to me is cooler if you're like deep into boxing, because it within boxing, it still has that like there are these distinct styles within boxing, mm-hmm. where like, oh, a Russian boxer is going to fight like a Russian. Mm-hmm. Cuban's going to fight like a Cuban. Mm-hmm. So you get a little bit of that while it is still all boxing and you need to kind of go down the rabbit hole to appreciate it. You get more of that than in MMA where pretty much everybody fights the same.
Yeah. That's something that I think about a lot. I think that limitation is necessary to yield creativity. Like you need limits. And with boxing, it's two hands, body, head.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get access to these things that can like level the playing field or make it so that like a calf kick is a trump card. Like it doesn't matter what your style is or what the other guy's style is. If you have like a lightning fast calf kick, all of a sudden it's like the fight is just calf kicks,
yeah.
That type of thing. And boxing is not like that.
Yeah, nobody's like, oh, this guy's got a great shovel hook. Mm-hmm. He's on, you know, like everybody's got options against it. They've all seen a million things. Mm-hmm. And look, I love calf kicks. Mm-hmm. My last, I don't know, three fights, I think I've ended with calf kicks. So
for sure.
Don't.
Well, you got to win.
Don't knock till you try it.
What about? Yeah.
What do you watch more of though? Do you watch more boxing or more MMA?
I watch more MMA just because
you got to stay with it.
MMA is still growing a little bit, so mm-hmm. you got to know like what the best guys are up to.
For sure.
Who do you like a lot?
As a fighter?
Yeah.
I like guys that are effective without being like standard. I think like all time, George just like George was had a big impact on me because we trained at the same gym and he's like to me the best. But I always was a huge BJ Penn fan.
Mm.
He's probably my favorite fighter. And then now probably like a guy like Dricus who like he fights fucked up. He looks like he doesn't know how to do anything.
Hmm.
Just falling into you, making it messy. I like guys who I know they'd be hard to fight.
Hmm.
Like Alex Pereira is another guy. Like he's hard to fight, even if he doesn't look like he's doing the perfect shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of like guys that are just like full on nerds.
Super clean.
Yep.
Like BJ Penn was one of those guys coming up. Everybody like he had the reputation of like that was when I was watching it kind of a lot when I was younger. I was doing the Boss Root and mixtapes on a bag.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to do palms, like nice. Not palm strikes, but one, two, mm-hmm. then kicks. It was just really fun. I really liked doing it. And I liked his like style. I thought he just looked cool doing it. Like mm-hmm. he could have been a movie star.
Definitely.
Boss Rootin?
Boss Rootin.
Yeah.
He had like the look.
He had a great look.
And the way he fought was very like, oh, this guy would fuck people up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Nasty stuff.
Yeah, like wide arms. Like, you're not getting away from him. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to watch him beat a woman up. That would be the best fight. Is him versus any woman.
Yeah.
I would pay thousands of dollars. Just me, him beating up a woman at a bar that's just chewing her husband out for no reason. A bad wife. And then I'm like, all right. Like a bouncer.
Here comes Boss.
Oh, it's Boss. He's like, why you talk to your husband like that? But she's kind of tough. Like, she's got, like, pain resistance.
Dealing with it.
Yeah, she's like, ugh. But he's like, oh, you need to pay attention when your husband is being a good guy. Like, that would be, but like, BJ Penn had one of those reputations where people would be like, oh, no, he's the best.
Yeah.
And I never got it.
Yeah,
I didn't get why he was the best. Because he looked like a Hawaiian fisherman.
Yeah, he didn't look
conditioning wasn't good.
Yeah. It's just like how effective he was and how like nasty he was. Like when you're a rich guy and you're good at fighting and you're tough, that's fucked up because you really love fighting at that point.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any good rich boxers.
Hmm.
Huh.
You know, it's hard to get fucked up in sparring, let's say, and then go home and you've got like a maid and dinner cooked for you. Like,
yeah.
I would just be like, what the fuck am I doing this for, you know?
Yeah. Lobsters, please.
Legacy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's not, I don't, no. My dad did that for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Some people can probably fall back into it. Like, no, I can eat like I'm like going to the gym now, and the eating is like so hard to like, you know, you weigh 200 pounds or 250 pounds, eat 250 grams of protein.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll wait. Show me 250 grams of protein for 7 days a week. Yeah. You know how much eating and shitting you're going to be doing? It's fucking retarded. That, like that prep is crazy, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the money wouldn't be a problem. Maybe it would though. Maybe you don't know the mindset. I feel like when they podcast, you expose, you have like time to reflect on things you've said, and then you start to like internalize, and then you get soft. And you're like, oh man, I don't want to be caught. Like Sean Strickland, I think, said some crazy shit and then was like, I'm not like that. I'm a good guy.
Unfortunately for him, I think he started out as like a cool, normal guy. And then he almost typecast himself into the guy he is now. Where like, yeah, you have like hot takes, but you're just a regular guy. And then whenever he'd show up at a press conference after he got that reputation, people were like, what's he going to say next? What's he? And then he's like, yeah. he's trying to do bits now instead of just like, give your honest opinion. If you want to be quiet, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I think Connor kind of did that too. Like he was such a hothead for so long that he just became the hothead. Mm. I'm a big fan of Connor too. Like he's a special character. Mm-hmm. But he turned himself into a freak of nature.
Yeah. I'm going to have the most money in the world.
See how freaky I can get.
I'll have a doer conference with a hard on. I just think about the one where he got like bricked up and like was like, yeah. And I was like, yo, dude.
Yeah, you know you're fucked up when you used to know what cool was and now you're like way off the mark.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to this guy? He was in a boxing ring. He promotes fights now, and there's this girl with braids. She's his champion in bare knuckle. And he just yanked on her braids. I'm like, what the fuck? His wife's there, and he looks at his wife like, ah, what are you going to do?
Oh, my God. What do we have for links, Chris? Anything?
God damn, I got some. Damn it.
We need to get someone, have maybe Valentine get on links or whatever.
I got, I was going to show this, since we were talking about kickboxing, I want to show that scene from this. This might be a boot.
A lot of these guys were like self-funding their...
Mandel, get a little closer on the mic there. Just slide your chair forward.
Yeah.
But these mics, it's like you really can't be too close.
Don't be bad because you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a like just a weird movie from the 90s.
You ever wear those pants? No. Zubas?
I would wear them now.
Yeah.
I wasn't cool enough to get Zubas.
I used to wear Zubas.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hey!
Are you serious?
Kicks to the face. Wait and shoes.
Minute. I'm sorry about that.
They're friends, so it's okay.
They're bros. Here come the bad guys, though.
These guys look tough.
Way to go. Whip that ass. What'd you say?
Yo.
With the must have been like,
that's what they're asking.
I'm just doing the scene.
Come
I'm
on,
just
man.
Doing the line.
My name's Tommy. I'm
look,
from
jerk. I don't know what your problem is. So just stay
or
off
he
my
wrote
face.
The thing. And he's like,
the blonde guy's talking like Schultz.
Look, I'm buddy.
His eyes are even less scary.
You, aren't you? Well, I'll let it go this time. But I suggest you be very careful.
That's a thin chin strap.
Old dummy right in the back.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what to do.
I'm not. What's with his pants? The fit that they got. These guys have on the tight pants, the tight capris, and then this like black band.
But the movie, it's a fun movie.
They really just used to put shit for costume in these old movies. They just put shit on you.
Yeah,
like whatever shit was laying around.
But they get trained by this very small Chinese man.
Mm-hmm. And they learn the Chinese way.
We're gonna call him this.
He's got a pipe.
Yo.
Yeah, break his shit.
Shoot him. He just fucking blows his head off.
Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you go back 5 seconds Another 5 seconds. Okay. Can you screenshot those pants and send that to me on Slack, please? We're gonna steal that.
It should just say faggot on the Slack. Star.
Rapist.
Yeah.
Rapist.
I'm gonna put it here.
Gym wear. Damn.
That's worth watching.
Yeah.
They were just trying to make Streets of Rage the movie. They were just like, oh yeah, now this guy's gonna have a pipe because some of the tough guys have pipes in
there.
There
was one on the ground.
Yeah.
it was had a sparkle on it.
I wonder what the percentage of people who hit people with a pipe have ever hit someone with a pipe before. In general, in the real life.
That's a good question.
Like how many got a good connection?
Yeah. Like
the first time, like if you do it once, what's the likely, how many times are you going to have to do it again? Like if you hit somebody with a pipe, what are the chances that you did it before?
I've never seen someone hit, I saw my best friend growing up. I've never seen somebody, like a bat fight. Have you ever seen like world star bat fights?
They're always bad.
The bat never hits the head. Yeah. Like you're always like waiting for like the clean, like, and it's always like, and then someone grabs it and then they grab and then they chase each other away.
Yeah.
Like my best friends growing up, the first time it was twin brothers, and they were kind of like rowdy. It was like four boys in a house. House was kind of like, but my best friends growing up, we were like eight, and they were riding bikes, and one of the twin brothers stole the other brother's bikes, and he was like, "Fuck you, got your bike." And Chris, like they looked at me, and it was like, you know, when like five boys are together, and it's like, oh no, we're gonna one up each other.
Yeah.
Andrew like looked at me, and he's like, takes a bat, cracked his brother right across like the perfect. Bink, and he was like, "Ah, I'm broken back." Like it was like 2 8-year-old boys
against the
like,
back. I thought you were gonna say the head.
No, it was like right across the back and a full baseball swing. And I was like, "Holy shit!" Never saw that happen again in the rest of my life.
Yeah,
but I always wonder, like, when am I gonna see like someone hit someone with like a fucking headshot with an aluminum bat?
Yeah,
you don't want to see that.
No, I mean it was in a casino.
Yeah,
but that was brutal.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit MDE.TV.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.